Lesson 2.
Word list.
Ancestor.
Maternal.
Maternal grandmother.
Porch.
Rocking chair.
Describe.
Fascinate.
Plantation.
Savage.
Professional.
Promptly.
Axe.
Stump.
Hideous.
Calculating.
Planter.
Cripple.
Native.
Tongue.
Banjo.
Guitar.
Syllable.
Associate.
Edge.
Capture.
Kidnap.
Slavery.
Passion.
Origin.
Generation.
Occur.
Utter.
Object.
Consult.
Scholar.
Dialect.
Instrument.
Seek.
Clue.
Elder. Text.
Search for ancestor. I grew up in a little town called Henning, Tennessee, in the home of my maternal grandmother. Every summer, she had visitors come to our home. They would be women of the family, nieces, aunts, cousins. In the evening, they sat on the front porch in rocking chairs, talking late into the night. It seemed they talked about things that had happened to the family a very long time ago, and they went back and back and back. At the farthest end was someone they described as the African, called Kinte. I listened fascinated. Any child would. This African, so I made out, had been brought on a ship to a place they pronounced as Napalis. He had been bought off that ship by one John Waller, who had a plantation in Spotsylvania County, Virginia. The African kept trying to escape, which in those days was to attempt the impossible, and each time he was caught and brought back. The first three times he was given a savage beating. The fourth time he fell into the hands of a professional slave catcher, who promptly had the man's foot cut off with an axe against a tree stump. It was a hideous act, but it helped the African to stay put on at one plantation, since no calculating planter would care to part with a crippled slave for the current price of $1. On that plantation, the African married Belle, the house cook, another slave. A daughter was born, who was given the name Kizzy. When Kizzy was 4 or 5, the African would take her by the hand and lead her round the farm and teach her names of things in his native tongue, one word for tree, another for rock, another for cow. In the slave cabin, he would point out a banjo or a guitar and say one syllable, ko, and in time the little girl came to associate ko with a banjo or a guitar. On the outer edges of the plantation was a small river, and when they were out there, it was pointed to her as Kambi Bolongo, and Kizzy knew that this meant river. As time went on, the African began to tell Kizzy more things about himself, even how he was captured, by whom, when. He wasn't far away from his village, he said, chopping wood, when he was set upon by 4 men, kidnapped and taken into slavery. The African had a passion to keep his African origin alive. When Waller gave him the English name Toby, he would shake his head and say his name was Kinte. So by word of mouth, the story was passed down generation to generation and, in my case, repeated for many summers running. I went to school and then to college, and when the Second World War came, I went into the U.S. Coast Guards. As I was a black, my job was to wait on tables, wash dishes, do the work of a mess boy. It was boring, but I learned to write, at first by writing to everybody I could think of. Then I tried to write stories. At 37, I left the Coast Guards and decided to try my luck by writing. One day it occurred to me that the sounds the African uttered when pointing to different objects must have been words from some African language. Why couldn't I find out what language that was? I consulted Dr. Jan Vansinner, a Belgian scholar of African languages. He noted down the sounds I produced, and after spending some time studying them, he said that they were probably words of the Mandinka dialect. Guess translating, he said, one meant baobab tree, which is very common in West Africa, and another might be Mandinka for cow. An instrument well known in Mandinka was the kora, quite like the banjo, and that accounted for ko. Then we came to Kambi Bolongo. Bolongo, he explained, meant river or stream in Mandinka, and Kambi Bolongo could be Gambia River. It was on a Thursday morning that I heard the words Gambia River. On Monday morning, I was in Africa. In Bathurst, I sought the assistance of the Gambian government. After hearing my story, they said there might be some clue in the name Kinte. In our country, many of our older villages are named from the families which founded those villages centuries ago, they explained. And they showed me a little map with names of villages like Kintikunda, Janiya. Perhaps you might seek the advice of men we call griots, respected village elders in their late 60s or 70s or 80s, who could tell you about their village history centuries back, and they promised they would look about to see what griot might be able to help me.